It was my granddaddy that led me to the Lord. I have to really say that I thank God that I had him in my life. He was the example of what I was missing. I knew he had something that I didn't have. It wasn't his outward man. It was that inward man that lived every day. And his preaching, the things he'd say, why he said it, because he loved me, because he wanted us to know. He didn't want us to be in darkness about sin or the things that the devil was using to deceive us, to carry us further away from God. And that's why he preached the way that he did. It was important. I remember him saying, "It's too important. Too important." And a lot of times people think that, and I know that there may be some people, maybe even some preachers that have at times been mean. Maybe they didn't mean to be. But there are men, they don't mean to be mean. They do and they say what they do because they love you. It may seem hard, it may seem straight, but it's because that they love you. God in heaven knows the difference, amen? But I remember those things. Then I knew I was wrong. I knew that I was a sinner. And Brother Danny said something. I did the same thing. There's times that people would go off to church and I'd be down in the living room on my knees trying to get saved and asking God to save me, if I need to be saved, if I need to be saved. And I had to realize that it was on God's terms. And God wanted me to go to his house and hear his word. I had to come God's way. I wasn't going to do it on my terms. God wasn't going to let me do it on my terms. God already set the terms. God already made the way. Not saying you have to be at church to get saved, but God's got to be talking to you when you get saved. He's got to give you the great invitation, doesn't he? I came here this morning, and all morning, I'm not going to preach, but I'm going to read something to you in the book of Revelation. And it's a very awful time that will come. Revelation chapter 20. This is what people that are unsaved will face. This is where unsaved people will wind up. After everything's said and done, after the rapture of the church, after the tribulation period, after the 1,000-year reign, at the very end, when God deals with every soul that was ever born that did not get born again, this is where they wind up. In Revelation chapter 20, verse 11, and I saw a great white throne, Think about what John said he's seeing here. A great white throne, a huge, pure, holy. Everything about this throne magnifies who God is. In all of his sinlessness, his purity, him as God, his righteousness, and his judgment, which is true. Nobody here gets a false judgment. There are no mistakes made here. God has it all in black and white. I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. The very face of God, the God that sits there, from his very face that is so powerful that creation itself has to flee. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead. That's the dead, spiritually dead, dead in body, small and great, rich, poor, whether you was a nobody or whether you was a king, everybody. There's no separate judgment for people. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. Now listen, creation itself is moved to flee from his face, that there's no place for them. Yet God makes lost man stand before him. There's never going to be a trembling on a soul like that moment. A trembling greater than Felix when his knees begin to knock when Paul gave him the gospel. Greater than that. Greater than the rumbling of the earth. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open. What books? Well, these are God's books. Books that God has. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. So you have the book of life, and then you have these other books. And it appears from the passage that these other books contain the deeds that you've done in your life, from your birth to your death. Every word you said, every idle thought, these are God's books that he judges you by. And the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books. See, he'll pull something out and read it that mama didn't know about, daddy didn't know about, preacher didn't know about, nobody knew about, but God knew about it. And it'll be told before all. Everything, things people knew, things people didn't know, he's going to judge you by that. He'll judge you by things like being in the house of God and having an opportunity to be saved and you saying no and leaving. You'll be judged by that. Judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. See, it's what you've done. And this is not a judgment to see whether your good deeds outweigh the bad. This is all bad. You're at this judgment here. It's not going to see if there's enough good deeds to let you come on into heaven. None of that happens here. That's a wishful thinking from Hollywood. God is proving to man or woman, boy or girl, why they're fixing to go where they're going. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. Death holds the body. Hell holds the soul. Body and soul, they'll be delivered up. And they were judged, every man according to their works. Every individual person. You will be brought out by yourself in front of everybody. No standing behind the crowd. No getting lost among the multitude. When God calls your name, you will arrive in front of the judgment bar of God while everybody sees. They were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell, the soul and the body, were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. See, God's going to show you your name's not in here. Your name's not in the book of life. That would show that you had accepted, that you had repented and accepted Christ, and that Christ saved you by his blood. That you had a relationship with the Son of God, a real relationship. Your name's in the book of life. He's going to show you that your name is nowhere to be found in that book. So if it's not in the book of life, you must face death. That is some of the saddest verses that scary verses that I could think of. Listen, you have heard testimony after testimony this morning of people that were lost, thanking God for saving them. Glad that they finally came to Christ and was saved. Born again. It would pay you if saying such a thing is even proper. It would benefit you eternally to come to Christ today. To get the salvation of your soul settled, if God is speaking to your heart, to where you don't wind up here at that place when that time comes, because it will come. It will come. And it is going to be the most awful, saddest day that ever has been for them that's lost. Finally, go into eternity to not be remembered anymore. To not be remembered anymore. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. What's holding you back? What's holding you back from coming to the Lord, from being born again, from surely the Lord is spoke this morning. I want you to stand. Brother Mike, would you come and...